KFIZ News Time is 9:41 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It is a Monday, 15th day of March of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. And as always, Mondays around this time, we check in with our friend Kathy Lubins from the Final Act Senior Center to update folks on what's happening at the Senior Center, both well, in person when they can and might be via Zoom as well. Let's welcome in Kathy on the phone lines here this morning to tell us more. Happy Monday, Kathy. How are you?
Happy Monday, Spencer. I love your comment. It is a Monday.
It is. Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, we're back at it. And weather, not the greatest, I guess. But it is still, I guess, winter here. So we still probably all knew that even with the 50s and 60s and even 40s we've had, there was still that possibility of some wintry precipitation. It looks like we'll get that at night tonight.
Yeah, yay us.
Exactly.
The good news is that you know it goes away quickly when you get it this time of year. So.
Yes, yeah, going to be 40 tomorrow, mid to upper 40s the rest of the week. So I think we'll be okay. Just, got to remember one more time to, slow down, take it easy tomorrow morning. But it will it'll probably go away pretty quick, like you said.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yep. How was the weekend for you?
The time change, it gives us a day to try and figure out this time change thing. I don't know.
I see there's news, some senators in Congress looking to pass a bill to make the time change permanent, so no more time changes, which, okay, I don't have a, horse in the race either way, so I guess I'd prefer just permanent daylight saving time, but I don't really care, frankly. So
I do like it later in the day.
Yes,
some of those days where you leave home in the morning to go to work and it's dark, and by the time you get home it's dark, you're like, wow, I don't like this. So
yeah,
and I do like it being in the summer, because I was reading an article about that. If they change to it being permanently one way or the other, it said that if they change to being permanently standard time in the summer, it could be light as early as shortly after 3.
Really?
That's a little bit early for me. I like it on the other end. It can stay late till light until 9:30, but 3 in the morning, I'm not getting up that early to see sunrise.
Yeah, that would be a little bit too early for most of us, I think, because. You talk about losing sleep when you do the spring ahead with the time change. That would be quite the, for those of us who have east facing windows, the sun starts streaming in at 4 in the morning. You're like, oh, what's going on? What's happening? So,
surprise!
Yeah. I don't know if that would be necessarily a good thing, but we'll see what happens. But
yeah, it'd be interesting to see if it goes through this time.
Yeah.
Seems like every year about this time, there's a little bit momentum moving towards a change, but it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Happy belated Pi Day.
Yes, it was Pi Day yesterday. We celebrated with homemade mini chicken pot pies, not with a sweet pie.
I like chicken pot pie.
They're really good. It's a recipe we've had before. It was found online, I think. I honestly don't know where it was found, but it's delicious, so I'll eat it, so.
We are celebrating today, even though it was yesterday, but we are doing a drive-thru event, and just wanted to thank Lakeview Place for being one of our amazing sponsors and community partners, and they are the ones sponsoring the pies, so it's always nice to work with them. And And they have stepped up. They're usually our Veterans Day breakfast people and our Pi Day people, and they have continued to support us even though things are so different. You see so many things about a year ago, and I'm trying not to go there a whole lot because it was just such a weird, challenging time. But Pi Day was the first bigger event that we canceled last year because of all the uncertainty. So it's good to be able to do it this year, even though it's going to be a little different, but we will do it this year, and hopefully next year be back in person. And then a couple other things going on this week I wanted to quick mention. We have our Guess Our Coins contest going on. So if you have not seen the jar of chocolate coins, we have it here. We can, you know, it's in the window on the side. You can drive through and look at it, or we have a picture of it on Facebook. If you guess the correct number of coins, you win the container of chocolate coins. And so who wouldn't love that?
Yeah.
Coming up on Wednesday at 1:30, our Clever Cook segment this month, or this time this month, we're doing a Mediterranean midi frittatas. And so healthy food all the way around, because, you know, that Mediterranean diet where they talk about eating all the bright colors. And so this has a lot of those vegetables that meet that Mediterranean diet. Plus, it's egg-based, so it's lots of protein and a good, and they look delicious. So I'm anxious to do those. We'll be making those tomorrow at 1:30. If anybody wants to tune in, that'll be on Facebook Live. Coming up on, I'm sorry, that's Wednesday. I think I said tomorrow. Coming up Wednesday, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, dress up for St. Patrick's Day on Wednesday if you're coming through for lunch, or send us a picture of you being all decked out in your St. Patty's Day finest and help us celebrate the day. And then on Thursday, we have a Zoom presentation with Tiffany Fisher. I just can't speak today. My gosh. She is going to talk about pelvic and prostate health, and she has done presentations for us several times before. There's so much great information, and you know, one of those things that we talk about as we age is how our bladder and bowels get weaker, and so everything we can do to maintain the structure of our pelvic floor is keeps us healthy. And so if you're interested in participating in that Zoom presentation, 1:30 on Thursday. If you don't have our newsletter with the Zoom information, give us a call. We can email you out a link to that, to our Zoom meeting, or we can, you know, just tell you what the meeting number and password is if you're interested. It's been kind of cool to do stuff on Zoom because you get to see each other, you know, and we've talked about that two-way communication. And then also on Friday, we're going to do a Zoom because it is National Let's Laugh Day.
Okay.
And so, yeah. Laughter is kind of one of those things that's about the only way we've gotten through the last year is by continuing to laugh. And so there is a program called Laughter Yoga. In fact, I was at our state, the State Senior Center Association had a virtual spring training, and we had a presentation on laughter yoga just last week. So it's interesting that we had ours planned as well. So we'll do some exercises, some laughter yoga exercises. It really helps with breathing. It helps you laugh. And one of the things that they talk about is if you spend a day with a little person, you know, 3 years old or so, and you think about how often they laugh during a day compared to how often we laugh as adults, you know, somewhere between 3 and 50, we lose a lot of our laughter, and we need to get that back. And so join us on Friday, 1 o'clock. Again, that's on Zoom for Let's Laugh Day, and we'll explore laughter yoga.
There you go.
Still taking reservations for March 31st for our Take Me Out to the Ball Game drive-through cookout. We picked the day between spring training and opening day, and we're hoping the weather is nice, because if it's nice, we encourage people to bring a lawn chair, and you can pick up your lunch and eat it in the parking lot with us. If it's icky out, then we'll just do a drive-through and people can pick it up and take it to go. But we're doing brats and hot dogs and
nice.
Cracker Jack and peanuts and the whole take me out to the ball game. So if you are interested in participating, please give us a call, 322-3630, so that we can get you signed up so we make sure that we have enough food ready.
And that is the day before opening day for the Brewers. Their opening day is April 1st against Minnesota. So perfect timing. Get you in the mood for baseball the next day.
With fans.
Yeah. That's definitely great news, because last year was just strange on all sports with the, you know, like the cardboard cutouts and the virtual fans they had with the NBA bubble and stuff like that. It just was not the same as a packed house. And even watching the Big Ten tournament this weekend and all the other conference tournaments where they had even limited capacity, it made a whole bunch of difference watching those games this weekend. That's
for sure.
Yeah. One other thing, if the time change for folks out there listening, we were just talking about the time change a few minutes ago, if it has affected you today, is National Napping Day. So you have our permission, Kathy and I. You can take a nap today no matter how old you are, whether you're at work, not at work. It is National Napping Day, so take a nap today. There you go.
How did I miss that?
I just saw
Thanks
that in my
for
email.
Bringing that up.
Yeah. All right, Kathy, have a great week. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you too. Take care, Spencer.
Kathy Lubitz for the Fond du Lac Senior Center, keeping us up to date on what's happening at the Senior Center this week. Always some fun stuff and fun.